Haribo.
Prayer of the deep, when you realize I am suffering in this world,
Please, someone hear my prayer. Please rescue me. Please cool this burning fire. At that point, when Bhagavan Sri Krishna hears the cry of the Jee, his mercy is extended to us in the form of Sri Guru. Krishna Kripa Sri Guru. Sri Guru is the embodiment of the mercy of Sri Krishna. So, when the Acharya appears in this world, we should understand that somehow Krishna's mercy has directly impacted me. Many people can pray for so many things. Oh God, please give me mercy, please give me shelter. And then we get a nice house, a new car, a nice swimming pool, a jacuzzi, a nice television, and say, oh, thank you, Krishna, you have answered my prayer. The real answer to the prayer of suffering jiva is the manifestation of Sri Guru in our life. So, in 1996, Sri Krishna said, he was amazing gift to this world. Guru, Sri Guru has always said, hold this day. Krishna, he is running here and there on his birthday, Nandosa. Who can I give a gift to? Who will receive my gift? I want to give something. In India, it is common to give gifts on your birthday. In the West, everyone is there, gives, 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 gives. And here, on our birthday, we give. So on Nandosa, Krishna gave the most valuable gift. Very, very near, confidential service. We are so very fortunate. He has come to this world. And from the very beginning, he is teaching us so many very valuable things through his own life. This is the definition of Acharya, one who teaches by example. From the very beginning, he was very humble. He was always absorbed in worshiping Radha. His father said, Guru Mahadev was a very pure devotee of Srimati Radha. And he always had a wish, a desire, that his son, Abhay, would become a very, very pure, first-class devotee of Srimati Radha Maharaj, that he would be expert in kirtan, that he would be very knowledgeable in all shastras, and he didn't want them to become involved in material life. Very, very strong upbringing. This boy, Abhay, from the very beginning, used to engage all of his friends in Rasa Yatra. He arranged a very small card, and he used to go door to door to all of the families and beg from them a little bit of money or basically make some food preparation so it would be distributed to the devotees. He accepted these kinds of, you could call them unnatural in our context, but pure natural sentiments of affection for Krishna. And he brought the same mood to us in the West. When he came to the West, what did we have? Nothing. Why did he come? The order of his guru, Srimati Sanatana Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, was so deeply ingrained in him. He said, from the first time I saw my guru, I knew there was an eternal connection there. And he gave one instruction. You should speak and you should publish books in Western countries and the Western language. He took this very, very deeply into his heart. Although he didn't begin immediately, it hit him very hard. Preached the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone in the entire world. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Maharaj, taking this instruction deeply into his heart, endured so many difficulties. He took so much help from Param Gurudev and Srila Gurudev in the beginning and made so many arrangements. He made so much preparation, studying and translating. Living in Radha Navada, Srila Gurudev said, was sitting very, very simply with an old torn chatter on the floor. He was asleep and he was preparing, always planning how he would fulfill his order under Guru Maharaj. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he explained to Guru Nishtha like this: if I have to become proud, if I have to become a beast, if I have to go to hell to carry out the order of my Guru, who is sent by Krishna, then let me sign a contract to go to hell for all eternity. Because I know that just by a particle of the dust from the lotus feet of my guru, that all obstacles will be kicked far away. This kind of mood is Guru Nishtha. So having this mood, he arranged passage on a Jalavati ship to go to the Western country. Now, 69 years old. At that time, most people are preparing for their retirement. Very, very afraid, oh my God, what can I do? We've seen stage, only concerned for the benefit and welfare of all and the order of the group, traveling to the Western countries and helping everyone everywhere. The same kind of mood to Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj he had. He went on a boat, Jalagusa, and on this boat suffered two severe heart attacks, very ill. And yet, he didn't give up hope. On this boat, he closed the prayer. Krishna Tavasunya Haleva. Punya Kodile Jale, Rasarani Vivale, Ruvarati Kodi Gomatan, Krishna Tavasunya Haleva. He prayed to Krishna. Shri Ramaraj in a beautiful translation. Oh Krishna, if you want Srimati Radhika to be pleased with you, then you have to help me. If you don't help me, she will not be pleased with you. There's only one group of personalities that have this kind of mood, that they can tell Krishna like this. Our Guru is very boldly explained. That's the Amdhirat Swami Maharaj is Rupa Anuga. The deepest mood, the intrinsic mood of his heart, is the same as that of Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, our Param Guru, Srila Thakur, Srila Guru. So having this kind of mood, oh, Krishna, you have to help me. And then he has so much hope and conviction. This is why I brought the paper up. Sāri Vishamala Vāna Paschāti, Paschāti, Yedhikāsa, Vāya Jāti, Gauram, Yavina, Vidhīte Nākarati, Asta Mudra, Nādhanati, Pakale, Loya, Krishnana, to every town and village, to the tops of mountains, to every stream, every river, the name of Gauranga will be chanted. The names of Krishna will be chanted everywhere. He has a firm conviction, and he would not rest until this is accomplished. When he arrived in Boston Harbor, he saw the nature of America at that time. Oh my God. Everyone is so absorbed in material entanglement. Their thirst for material enjoyment is so great. How will they accept this message of Srimad Bhagavatam? How will they accept it? Oh Krishna, why did you drop me to this terrible place? Nirvishesha Shunyavad, this place is full of people who are atheists, voided, and have no interest in real concept of love of God. Why did you drop me to this terrible place? You must have some reason. Some deep reason you're brought me here. So you want me to be like your puppet? Then make me dance. Make me dance. Oh Lord, make me dance as you like. I am just a puppet in your hand. I have no qualification of my own. I am yours. I am yours. This kind of mood he has, praying to Krishna, praying to the Gurudev. Is this Bhajan? Oh, Vaishnava Dhaku Dayan Sakur Hidasi Prasari. On my own, I have no strength. I can't even chant Harinama. I can't even chant Harinama. Your mercy is everything to me. Please give me your mercy. Then anything can happen. So the pure devotee, the real submission, he has this kind of mood. That actually I have nothing. Everything is due to the mercy of my Guru Bhagavan, my Sri Guru, the mercy of Krishna. Srimati Radhika is the highest embodiment of this kind of humility. The Sri Guru, Srila Prabhupada, she also manifested this kind of mood. Oh, I have nothing. But if you want to, give me the qualification. I've been given this name, Bhakti Vedanta. I don't have any Bhakti. I don't know any Vedanta. But you can make this title. You can make it qualified to have it title. So please give me your mercy. When he came to the West, in the beginning it was so difficult. Anyhow, with faith in Harinam, very strong faith, especially the Gurudev already said, he sat down and began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare. And within a very short time, miracle took place from the sewage of material life. So many persons began to come forward and began to dance and chant Hare Krishna. This is a system of very high class. Uttam Bhagavata, Bhagavata. Someone who can chant Hare Rama automatically inspire within the heart of so many who were actually like animals at that time. They were like animals. just running around, having after three par questions, two legged animal, eating, sleeping, bathing, descending. He encouraged all of these persons to give up all of this kind of activity, intoxication, meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, and they dedicated their full time, their full energy. How is this possible? They gave up everything. They gave up even their family. They gave up their money. They gave up their inheritances. Imagine coming to your Gurudev, and you have $100,000 in your bank account. Never mind. Here's the Gurudev. Everything is yours. Nothing to myself. And I am for your service. So many devotees came and they gave him this kind of dakshina. Everything. And they utilized themselves completely in his service. Very, very soft persons. And yet, they were traveling here and there. I've heard so many wonderful examples for the service of Sri Guru. They were taking baths, I use cold water, and they were going here and there distributing his book. Why? Because he had so much love and affection for them. He gave them so much hope that very soon, one day, they can actually develop, have a pure love and affection for Krishna. So he has this kind of effect on the world. And the fact is that most of us are here today because of his birth. Because he has come to the West, Shri Gurudev has also acknowledged that how many of us have come here. Even this month, it's built like that. Because so many devotees have come, and Shri Gurudev has re-inspired them on the order of Subhadranda Bhagavatam to take up this path of something seriously, to take very deeply into the heart the mood of our Guru Parampara. So, ending, I would just like to say that today I'm thanking for His mercy and the mercy of Srila Gurudev that I may be able to have a Guru Nishtha like this, and that we all may have a Guru Nishtha like this. Both of them are then I have no realization. But what I've heard from Srila Gurudev and from my teacher guru, then Srila Prabhupada, then he's not a personality of this world. Then he's coming from the Loka Vrindavan. He's coming from that transcendental world. And as we've heard, that he's a very, very intimate associate of Sri Shiva and Krishna. Because if you know, Radhikari Siddhya, Yajapadhyaya, Sri Yajapadhyaya, Sattachitakshya, Ati Bhagavad Gita, Roshi, Jayapadhyaya. Then he's very, in form, in Loka Vrindavan, that's very expert in making different arrangements for the divine couple. So, when such personalities, they come into the material world, Radha Priya Sakhi, very, very near associated with Srimati Radhika, and also Gaura Priya Jana, then he is an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also Sri Shivaya Krishna. And just as in Goloka Vrindavan, it is full of Aishwarya, but still predominated over by the Durya. So clearly, when such personalities they come into this world, they have immense potency, immense power. And we can see what Srila Prabhupada has accomplished in such a short time, that this cannot be accomplished by any mortal person. What to speak of any mortal person, but even transcendental personalities, that what he's done is unsurpassed. But he's done it in such a sweet way, that though his pastimes are full of Aishwarya, but predominating with Janavatsya, very, very sweet human being that touched the heart. That I was thinking that just as we've had great personalities who are known all over the world, Lord Buddha, Jesus Christ, Muhammad is known all over the world. But if we look at what Srila Prabhupada has done now in only 30 years, exactly 30 years this year. So we're very close in a historical perspective from Srila Prabhupada's appearing and his disappearance. But if you take that in time, say in 100 years' time, in 200 years' time, and when people may look at the activities that Srila Prabhupada has done, then it will be very clear to see that what he's done is by far greater, far, far greater. We talk about the height of the mountain. It's far greater than what Jesus Christ has done. Far greater than Muhammad, Buddha. What to speak of the depth of the mountain. What he's given. And these other personalities, they themselves have admitted. Jesus Christ has said, there are many things that I have to say, but my time will be not there to carry now. Lord Buddha himself has said that what I have given you is like one leaf from a tree. And what is yet to be given are all the leaves of this tree. But still, Prabhupada, in a codified way, he has given everything. And he said that he's given everything in his book. But how can you understand? That though he's given everything in his book, Srila Gurudev, he has said, and my Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev Maharaj, he would often quote the verse, Yao Bhagavan Pad, Vaishnavar Sahi. It comes to Srila Guru, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That if you want to understand the Bhagavad, that Srila Prabhupada, he toiled so hard to present Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bhagavad Gita, Sri Rasapanita, Sri Padeshamrita. But you actually go into these books and to understand that we have to go to the lotus feet of the Mahabhagavat and hear and these jewels that Srila Prabhupada has presented in his Bhakti Vedanta purport, then we will be able to understand. And practically we can see that we may read these books of Srila Prabhupada and we'll get so much. But when we come to the lotus feet of a divine personality like our Srila Gurudev, and then we hear from Srila Gurudev, and then we go back and we read the books of Srila Prabhupada, we read his purport, we see how so much more is coming, so much more relevant, so much more depth is there. So it's stated that there are two Bhagavats. One is the book Bhagavat, and the other is the person Bhagavat. That the person Bhagavat is trainer of Bhaktira, and then Bhaktira Shastra. But to understand these Shastras, then you have to go to Bhaktira Patra. So we see, and both Srila Gurudev and my Vishnu, Nitya Lila, Krishna, Vishnu, Pat, Srila Gurudev, Maharaj, then would always explain that to understand the book, they'll come and they'll give so much inspiration. But you have to go to the Krishna Baba. So Gurudev said that the lucky key of these secret jewels that Srila Prabhupada has presented, that this is with the Krishna Baba. This is the Srila Gurudev's focus. So you have to go to the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, to Sri Guruji, and when the servant surrender here, and by his mercy, then in peace will be heart done with. And I accept the fully what one doubt comes into my mind. And this doubt is that when we read Srila Prabhupada's book, personally, I believe that it is practically speaking that in his book, there's book Baba and there's Prince Baba combined in one of his books. No one on my room has said that these books are book Baba and we have to go to Prince Baba. No one on the room has said the same thing. And no, I have an experience. But I see a special phenomenon in Srila Prabhupada's book that he has spoken in purpose. They bring everything to such life in such a way that I do not experience, don't have a mind of it. I do not have any knowledge, I do not have any bhakti, but whatever little I can read, then I feel that in Srila Prabhupada's book, that there is that special connection that he will connect with the heart of the person, that the person will feel that, oh, that I have abundance. That practically speaking, in this book, he gives abundance. And there's so many, many instances of this. Recently, I decided that I want to start studying the books right from the beginning. In our Sangha, the philosophy is so high, so deep, coming from real life. But I was feeling that really, I want to study from the beginning. Let me study with the Sahaja Bhagavad-gita, Upanishad Gita, and do a thorough study. And then I started to study the purport of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Chakravarti, Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhavadevi Vibhushan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Chakravarti, Srila Bhaktivinoda Chakravarti. And then we will discuss verse by verse by verse. And then I started to see that if we take all these purports of the three Vishnu chariots, and then at the end, we each look up on purports, that contains everything of all the three Vishnu chariots, and even to the Buddha that comes after the Prabhupada, he has taken over to the Buddha and the Prabhupada, and then he has presented it as a vision, that this is what it means for you. And I'm awake. The devotee is being more judgy, we're going verse by verse. By verse, by mind, by mind, by mind. And I'm just completely astounded how Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, is able to take the essence of what the leaders and chariots have presented, and how he takes it and he presents it in a very succinct, meaning that in one or two sentences, there's explain volumes and volumes and volumes of what the leaders and chariots have explained in paragraphs. And then we just look at it. I don't believe it. How do we do that? Just completely amazing. Totally amazing. But not only that, but we see that so many people that they have come in contact with these books of Prabhupada, and they have developed such an intimate relationship with them that they have made Srila Prabhupada as their father. They have made Srila Prabhupada as their friends, they're taking Srila Prabhupada as their guru, as their all in all, and they've never even mentioned Srila Prabhupada. How are you doing this? Through his book. That one story, I know one devotee, and many, many instances, but one devotee, very dear friend of mine, that he read books of Srila Prabhupada. And after meeting, that he went to temple in France, maybe Paris, I don't know, middle of. And then he asked oh, I want to meet David Buckingham as one of my friends. And then they told him, oh, she was brought up every year some years ago. And then when he heard that she was brought up every year, then he just started to cry and cry and cry and cry. But no, he was my father. He was my very dear friend. I had never been to a problem, and he just cried. They said, no, but don't worry. He's listening to the question. And they did. And he was satisfied. And he could never offer his heart to God. Only when he went to Bukhaneshwar. And then he met my guru, she was walking in the arms. And then he felt the inspiration, the same inspiration that he felt in his heart by reading to the power of God. That he did not feel from hearing from so many other personalities. Then he felt, oh, this is my guru. And then he was very, very amazing that even some people in far distant places, in South America, I believe, I forget exactly where, but they got to Srila Prabhupada's book. And just by reading Srila Prabhupada's book, then they surmised how to have a program that made them justly and their chanting and falling so prophet like that. In this way, Srila Prabhupada, he, I'm not supposed to see what others have said, but I believe he called him simply Yadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayaday that he not only came and he gave people the holy name, but with the holy name he gave the mother, and he gave the mother with such beauty. After that, he did a school explaining how he was in the proverb, how he was doing everything with the devotees. This is how you clean. This is even Shamanity. Which sannyasi will go and dress the lady? Will it happen? Shiva Prabhupada, he did it. Unmentionable, unthinkable. But Shiva Prabhupada, he did it. When in the beginning he would cook while he was walking, he was wetting when he was walking, and when they were lined up to take a shower, Shiva Prabhupada was also lining up for a shower. And then they will jump in front of Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, I have to go somewhere. How is Srila Prabhupada? How is he tolerated? And with so much sweetness, so much love and affection. In this way, Srila Prabhupada, he totally, totally manifested what it is to surrender to Guru. What it is, Sitya, what is real disciples? We hear, not Christians, we hear about the stories of Croatia, the disciples of Ramana Vijaya. We hear the glories of Aruni, the disciples of Yogi Rishi. We hear so many. But the example of Srila Eti Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, there's this example. We'll go down the history, as a great example of Guru Nitya, how he surrendered everything to follow the orders of Guru. This is Ramananda Guru. He was explaining, maybe it was today, or another day, he was explaining, and was asked, what is the most important New York. And that's not what I was there. But that's not really what I was doing. Very, very bad. Very, very bad. I was there in Boston. I was going to the university. But what I was doing, they had to send me out. But somehow, I still called my Boston president. Then I made it get the association of my divine spiritual husband to the world within the world, and also my divine spiritual group to the
of Prabhupada by the name of Radhana. He was the president who was president president by the name of Guru Purma.
So when I joined in 1984 in Pune, first of that time there was a Prabhupada disciple president. His name was Manihar Prabhu. Before that there was a Purma also, and there was a Radhana called Prabhupada disciple. Both things were, English is not so right, but still I can plan. So the both things are not as much good. He was always in wheelchair. So I was studying in the Persuasion Science College in Bagalkot, in Karnataka. But I used to come for holidays 1.5 months to Pune. So every Saturday I used to come to ISKCON Nepal, Mortarapur Road. So there, I used to stay Saturday and Sunday. Saturday half day and Sunday full day. That day what happened? So I used to serve this Prabhupada disciple Radhana. He has so many videos of Srila Prabhupada. At first, I was impressed by Srila Prabhupada. S.E. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although I was reading some books, but I was not interested in reading the book rather than seeing his videos. See, the first impression I got from that he was well wishers. The Prabhupada, how he is chanting in Tokyo Square Park, singing his bell, matchless gift, how then I was used to see only his sign. Sometimes in Krishna book, I will see only his sign. This guy is only a grave man, without grave, and nobody can continue his time like this. The pain he used at his time without breaking his time, you even can see Prabhupada Swami Maharaj's time. Then later, I was teaching at my Gopal Krishna Maharaj in his class. There is a different game and travel and location. But some other way, I used to chant his Hare Krishna Dhunu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and I used to go. And then later, only by Hare Krishna rule, what made me to bring in Krishna consciousness moment. It is the Hare Krishna rule, and his voice, his laughing, and your universal vision. That is why what my experience about Swami Maharaj. Because I am unfortunate because I am not, that I am not any for. Personally, I also understand that this man, it is not only written that you can feel the whole world. He can feed whole world, he can feed whole world, and he can maintain us the whole world. And all living in it. Hare Krishna.
One thing you will all try to understand. One thing you will all try to understand is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the reason for his coming, there were very many. But one reason was also that he wanted to preach the Kaliyuga Dharma, Naam Sankirtan. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, this is also secondary reason. The primary reason, this is not primary reason. The primary reason is, it is the Radha Praya Mahima. These two are the main reasons. These two primary reasons. This is the main reason. And second reason, to preach Raj Marg.
Mahaprabhuji,
that he preached this Naam Sankirtan, this through Mahavishnu also, this could have been established. This was not the primary reason that he came for. Similarly, those people who think that Swami Maharaj also came here to preach Naam and Sankirtan, this is the only their understanding, this is only glory, this is wrong. Naam Sankirtan, through the medium of Naam Sankirtan, he preached Rag Marg. This is whatever he purports, he is writing in Chaitanya Charitamrita, whatever scriptures he has commented on, this is what he wanted to give, Raj Marg, for the jivas. How is it possible? That is why he, through the medium of Naam Sankirtan, in the world, he wanted to preach this, but because of unqualified people, amongst all his disciples, maybe anybody, no one could have taken this. He preached Naam Sankirtan in the world, everybody considered this to be primary reason. Everybody. One time in an assembly, I said that all his disciples who were there, everybody became disturbed. He preached Naam all over, but they cannot understand through their brain, through their intelligence, that actually he had not come for this. The main reason of his was to preach Raj Marg. What other things happened? It happened automatically. We also, under the guidance of Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, under their all their teachers, everybody, all of them come here to preach this knowledge, especially me. People say that Narayan Maharaj ji, he speaks as if concerning Radharani's topics, he speaks in such a way that, but I say, all of us Sampradaya, Gaudiya Sampradaya, they are preaching. Sankirtan stream could not stop, and that is why preaching this all over. That is why Swamiji's main aim was also this. You must understand this also. Translation.
There is discussion about the reasons for the appearance of Jesus and the Mahabharata. We should know that there are some primary reasons for the lowest descent and some secondary reasons for that. Of these, the desire to spread the Yuga Dharma of non-secular, this is a secondary reason, this is not the primary reason of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the primary reason for the lowest descent? Anamitachinichina Guru Nayala Dharma. The primary reasons for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are to place three unfulfilled desires in respect to the Lama, Shiva, and Radhika. And the secondary primary reason is to distribute Radha, spontaneous devotion. Therefore, most of his disciples, they think that Shiva Swami Maharaj, he came to this world simply to preach the glory of Nam Sankirtan. But Gurudev says no. The responsibility of spreading Yuga Dharma could have been performed by Mahavishnu. Therefore, said that Swami Maharaj came to this world only to distribute Nam Sankirtan, this is wrong. Gurudev, one time he sent it to an assembly and all became disturbed. They could not understand these words. Therefore, devotees like Shiva Swami Maharaj, they distribute Radha Maharaj through the medium of Nam Sankirtan. But the primary reason of chanting Dharma is to distribute spontaneous devotion. And Nam Sankirtan is included within this. It is a secondary cause. Therefore, he came to this world to distribute this Radha Guru Bhakti. This Rupa Guru Bhakti, I should say. And out of all his disciples, only one of them could manage. Therefore, even to this day, they're running around the world only on the secondary cause. They could not understand the real thing that he is distributing. Therefore, then some people criticize me because I'm always discussing topics of Srimati Radhika. The Gurudev said, I'm also preaching, I'm Rupa, and I'm also preaching, but I'm especially trying to make sure that the current of conception of Sri Rupa Sanatana in regards to the glories of Srimati Radhika and the Vrajagopis is not finished.
Srila Parikshit Maharaj.
Srila Parikshit Maharaj.
Apni maa se sahare.
In this book, he is speaking to his mother.
Jisko priyat Bhagavatamrit.
Which is quoted in Bhagavad Bhagavatamrit.
Rasayan kaha gaya hai.
It is known as Rasayan. It is called here Rasayan in this book.
Vayu patantam vajayam.
Oh mother, some gopi is saying to another gopi. Oh mother, all the birds residing in Vrindavan, most of them are munis, Rishi Muni, saintly persons. However, we get Krishna's darshan. However, they get Krishna's darshan. They are the green leaves of the trees. They are hiding themselves in a way that Krishna, they will be able to see Krishna. No leaf should obstruct them in their view of Krishna. They sit in such a way. And detached from all other topics, all other they forget to chant, sing, eating, they forget everything. And like Muni, they close their eyes, just they hear the flute sound of the enchanting flute sound of Krishna. They don't do anything else. First, about the water entities, water living entities. First it was told about the deer, about rivers. Gopis are very fortunate. We don't have so much auspiciousness in our life. The birds residing on the trees, now they are reciting glories of the birds which are residing in the trees. They are situated so high up, they are so glorious. Samgopi is saying, O mother, he is saying to her own Sakhi, not to Yashoda mother. Yashoda mother is not there. But their mood and such blissful their feeling and speaking that automatically it comes from their lips. Oh mother, listen. She is saying with great eagerness that oh mother, harsh means happiness. This man is honest and out of fear. It happens sometimes like this. Out of bliss, they are speaking these words. Out of feeling ecstasy. Vrindavan, the birds that are residing there, pigeon, papiha, nightingale, cuckoo bird, and all the other birds, they don't consider them to be some ordinary birds. They are totally absorbed in Bhagavata, great saintly person, always absorbed in Bhagavat fame. They are even higher than ordinary saintly persons visible in this world. Ordinary saintly persons, they meditate on the Bhagavan. But here, they are seeing Krishna directly. They are hearing his flute song directly. That's why they are more fortunate than those saintly persons. Why they are being addressed as munis, saintly persons? Because they are hearing the flute song of Krishna. Very sweet flute sound of Krishna. That sound which is emanating from Krishna's flute, the cows also raise their ears and drink through their ears. Whatever grass is in their mouth, they don't swallow, neither do they throw it out of their mouth. The calves also, the milk that they were having in their mouth, now neither it is going out from their mouth, nor they are swallowing it. That flute sound, these birds are hearing. These birds, from far away, they are hearing this flute sound. And they leave their nest and come near him. On very high up, they are sitting in their nest. But now they come nearer to him, down below, where Krishna is. Or, according to the arrangement of Krishna, they themselves, that leaves should not obstruct our view of Krishna. They see Krishna in such a way that he is playing this flute sound. That time, all their activities, they forget all these and just concentrate on having his darshan. Here, Rubhujang, this Ruchi Prava, these words have been used.
They don't see Jamba
on the branches of the trees.
Ved Shastra.
They are very big trees. It has very many branches. Upanishad is there.
Mahabharata.
Vedanta. And other so many branches, it says. But these munis, where they are sitting, on which branches? On the branch of Bhagavat, of that tree. This is the Bhagavat branch. Absorbed in time, they are totally absorbed. And that time, something unprecedented or undescribable, they are so absorbed in
Krishna's.
Now they are remembering Krishna. They are not even speaking. They are just astounded in these moods and they are just thinking Krishna, thinking Krishna, Krishna. Absorbed in Krishna, the way they are having darshan of Krishna and the sweet sound of this flute song they are hearing, and reading. That tree, what I told you just now, this Veda, tree of Veda, on its branch, one of its branches, not Upanishad, this branch, not Vedas, not this branch, not Yoga. Those which are worshipping that branch, which is the worship of Bhagavat, Bhagavan, that branch, on that branch, that's the thing. These munis, because of being absorbed in Bhagavan, they only accept those activities by which Bhagavan can become pleased. All those saintly persons who are absorbed in Bhagavan, they have in the forest as birds, they are hearing the flute song. Or saintly persons are not absorbed in Bhagavan. Those munis only, which like Shukadeva Goswami, Naraji, Parashar Muni, such munis. So, they only these people I see that they have come as saintly persons and are hearing this flute song. Or according to the Srila Swami commentary, Atmarama. As birds, they are in the Vrindavan. Some munis, because of Mayavad, they cannot enter this. Some munis, it is described as prior, generally. Generally, everybody comes only, but Atmaram munis, out of the not Atmaram, other munis who are absorbed in other activities. Then our dharma, they cannot enter this Vrindavan, unless everybody enters. Those munis, even the bees of this forest, who are hovering over the flowers and they collect honey, and what they are singing, they are chanting Radhe 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 in the bees humming, they are chanting Radhe Radhe. These birds are even superior to those bumblebees. These birds, all munis, these birds, they have left everything by their own desire. They are residing in this forest on the branches of this tree and having darshan of Krishna. Other munis, they are not able to enter. They cannot have darshan of Krishna and hear his flute song. Translation. Those born in lower species of life, like animals. They are taking birth as animals. Although they are not intelligent, still they are so fortunate because they, hearing the sweet sound of Krishna, along with their husband, they have come near the very attractively dressed Krishna, and with their eyes, full of love, they worship Krishna. Some of the gopis piercing through the eyes vision of Bhava, the doors of the forest. They are so fearless. They are so afraid of humans, but here they are so fearless. Coming near Krishna, gopis are saying, "Oh Satis, we are so unfortunate in this world. Who is more unfortunate than us? Because in this Vrindavan, these doors, their life is successful. For us to achieve such fortune, it is very difficult. These doors, although they are not intelligent, they don't have any intelligence, but they are hearing the flute song of Krishna and they come running towards Krishna. How do they go? Along with their husband. Fearlessly they are going towards Krishna. As if they are saying, I'm a and they go near him, they worship Krishna. How do they worship him? Like us, we are worshipping like that, they are also worshipping Krishna. They see from a distance with their eyes, with their vision full of love, the gopis offer him arti. As if these doors also, they say, through the vision, through their glance of their full of love, in Parke Bhav, they are having darshan of Krishna. These animals, they are naturally unintelligent because they are animals, but still they are not devoid of Krishna's seva, and we are so unfortunate. We, although we hear his true song, we can't go near him out of fear of our relatives, our neighbors, our husbands who are against Krishna, who will forbid us going to Krishna. They don't even have flowers to worship Krishna. They don't have water to offer to him. But how they are worshipping? Through the vision of love, through the glance of love. Reading. They are saying they don't have any paraphernalia to worship Krishna, but the highest paraphernalia, that the highest offering that they have, this their sight, that's their glass. And also they are saying that how are their husbands? Our husbands, they do not consider Krishna to be their friend. If they understand that we are going towards Krishna, near Krishna, then they will turn, then even maybe turn out of home, or maybe even physically hit us. That's why these doors of the forest are very fortunate, that viewers are also considering Krishna to be their friend. Now they keep walking towards Krishna's sound. Then Krishna, who is decorated with the peacock feather and very beautiful ganja mala and the forest flower garland, and very astonishing his dress, when they have the son of all this, they look at him as their very dear, most beloved. Their husband is very near. They are not looking at their husband, they are looking at Krishna. What is the meaning? The essence they are saying of this is that their bhav is Paraki also. These those who are wandering in the forest, maybe they are unintelligent. But the way they are worshipping Krishna through their very loving glance, we are so unfortunate compared to them. And this other very higher human birth, and even higher, this in Krishna's sanctity, the gopis, we are so near him, but still we are not that fortunate as those have the fortune. That is why we want that let us also give birth as those in next life, and may also we get a chance to go and hear Krishna's flute song. This is our only prayer, that we may go with our husbands to have darshan of Sri Krishna. This is our only prayer.
Earrings, They're looking towards Krishna. They see us not looking towards the husband. They would see us always putting him up. The Gopis are like this. Therefore, the Diyas, even though they think of the forest and have no discrimination, they are performing arti by their clothes. And they go to the beginning, but we are all unfortunate. Even though we have the good fortune of a human body, the moment that we are in the same path as Krishna, Gopijan, still, we cannot get the fortune of a Diyas. The Gopis are hoping. If our good fortune may increase, we can take our next part of the Diyas, and then we can run through Krishna's forest.
These words spoken by the gopis, these moods expressed by the gopis in these words, there is another meaning to all this. Those persons who want to perform bhajan, just like the gopis, what service can the doors provide to Krishna? The way they are casting their loving glance, the doors cannot give that loving glance. But whatever they have relationship with Krishna, they think that now they are much, much more superior to us. This is the nature of faith. Radhika ji is saying that, oh, I don't even have a hint of love for Krishna. This Govardhan, the aborigine ladies, they are much more fortunate than us. The kumkum on the from Krishna's feet, which is on the grass, they are decorating their body limbs and sacrificing their love for Krishna. We are so fortunate. Where was this kumkum actually? It was on the breast of gopis. But they forget all this. That is why the way they are feeling separation of Krishna, such sadhak who have come or who are performing Bhagavad Bhajan, they are not able to get Krishna's darshan. I don't have a hint of a trace of bhakti towards Krishna. I am always in bodily consciousness. Always I am absorbed in maintaining my body. Fie on me. I don't have any such bhakti. I am so unfortunate. They cry of their misfortune, for their misfortune. They experience distress of their misfortune. Suppose somebody doesn't have this separation of mode in his chanting, then must consider that person is unfortunate. Although he may say in saintly association, sadhusang, even still I have not achieved this stage that I may lament in separation of Krishna. My life is, in one way, my life is unsuccessful. Very unfortunate. Although staying with Vaishnavas regularly, we are hearing Harikatha, serving them. If you develop desire to get married and remain in the world, it is better for him to die. It is better that he should die, such a person. But such desires that, I will live in household life, I will have sons, I will enjoy this life, material life. Such this will come only because of two reasons. One, either he has criticized Vaishnavas, he is criticizing some Vaishnavas, some person. Because of a result of this, criticizing the devotees, he will get this desire in his heart. Or, that is why, do not see any faults in Vaishnava. Stay far away from such mentality. Always you should decorate your body, your life with their instructions. The essence of this life is, we have lived in this household life and we have not been able to become happy. Then again, I will get married in this life, then you will become happy. Of course, you cannot, you will understand, you cannot become You were suppose a donkey and a sheep, then also, or like bitch and a dog, or a pig, or a sheep pig, you would have to give birth to 16. If you have 3 or 4 daughters, suppose, then what will happen? You will spend all your life just collecting enough to get them married. Remain in saintly association. Take these instructions as your life and soul. While chanting Krishna bhajan, you should feel separation that, oh, I'm not able to have the darshan of Krishna. I don't have a trace of Krishna bhakti in me. You should experience, realize this separation. When there is any, then your life is successful in hearing this Harikatha. Translation.
So the gopis are in that house, which are like a prison. And they are thinking, well, actually, the gopis are bold enough, the gopis, the deer are bold enough, the gopis are thinking, but actually, what better can a deer do? If the gopis, their prayer has reached such a state, they are manifesting this type of humility. Even the deer are bold enough. And that is manifested to the so-called extent in Shimani Rani, Shantava Gandhavu. She said, I do not have even a faith, willful, presence, no fragrance of prayer with me. Dr. Govinda is saying, oh, the police, the Aboriginal lady, who move in the forest, seeing the kumkum from the feet of Krishna, standing on the grass, they are rubbing the kumkum on their body, and the heat of love is dispelled. The gopis are glorifying the Pulindi lady. But lastly, they are forgetting that kumkum came from where? The kumkum came from their own body. Therefore, they experience this type of separation from Krishna. Therefore, as brothers, as practitioners, we should lament. Alas, we have no darshan of Krishna. Still, we are absorbed in the idea that I am in the body. And most of our activities are simply for bodily happiness. Until we can realize this, until we realize this misery, that we have not achieved bhakti, if this feeling of separation from Krishna do not arise, if there is no viraha for Krishna, then our life is completely useless. Never how unfortunate we are. We are always in Vaishnava Seva, always here in Harikatha. But still in the hearts of some people, it is the root of it, has a really desire, I will marry. There was better for such a person to commit suicide and die. Because despite hearing so much Harikatha, still they think, by marrying and having children, I will be happy. How can such a desire arise in their hearts? Must be that that person has criticized Vaishnava. The fruit of life, the goal of life is not to marry and have children. We have done that in so many thousands and thousands of previous births. As pigs, as donkeys, and animals, we have married and had so many children. There was that person to think, by marriage, I'll be happy. That person is a complete idiot. Therefore, why Vaishnava Sangam? If we are unions, how do you stop? And this is that one drop of this separation from Krishna comes, then this is the real fruit of Vaishnava Sangam and hearing.
Tomorrow we will go to Kamevan and there
Charan
Pahari and
Bhojan
Pahari
or Kameshwar Mahadev.
Kameshwar Mahadev.
Vrindadevi. Radha Govinda Gopinath.
Radha Govinda Gopinath. Madan Mohan.
Or.
And.
Omar Turki Guha.
The cave of Omarsur.
Vimalakunda.
Vimalakunda.
Vindyatika.
Etc. We will have darshan of all these places.
First,
we will.
Mahapat. Chacha.
We used to stay there 4-5 days in the times of my Guru Maharaj. Even in your times, Madhava Maharaj, other devotees are speaking. Saying that we were performing parikrama of these places. So many places are there to be visited. It is only possible in Vrindavan. It's not possible. Every time the pilgrimage that goes there, they stay there, perform parikrama in these places, and it's so many new places. It is, the name is Kamyavan. Kamyavan means which fulfills the desires of whatever desire one may have. All those desires are fulfilled. Fulfilling or calm. Kam means lust. Same. Which that very rare fame, which provides the fame of Krishna. And Kameshwar Mahadev is also present there. He is also quite capable in this, that fulfilling all desires. The Pandavas remain in these places. There are five ponds. Dharmaraj Maharaj, Yudhishthira, he had dialogue with them. And there are so many Vimal Kund, so many places. There is also such wonderful astonishing places. Ameshwar Kund nearby. Ameshwar Mahadev is a Nag Kund, Lukluki Kund. So many pastime places. You, Charan Pari, you will be able to visit some prime places amongst all these places.
Please, turn it around.